Sam Jackson, W266DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. We begin this morning in North Carolina, where supporters of abortion rights have lost a major battle. Here's CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
The bill becomes law.
At North Carolina's state capitol in Raleigh Tuesday night, Republicans overruled the Democratic governor and pushed through new abortion restrictions. Under the new law, which goes into effect July 1st, most abortions will be banned after 12 weeks of pregnancy, a reduction from 20 weeks under the previous law.
The veto stamp has been applied.
Just 3 days earlier, North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper rejected the bill.
It will make abortion unavailable to many women.
Republicans and Democrats seem to be making at least some progress in negotiations to increase the nation's debt ceiling. President Biden spoke on the issue yesterday.
Default is not an option. America pays its debts, pays its bills, and there'll be plenty of time to debate the policy differences. But the country has never, we've never defaulted on our debt, and we never will.
Hundreds of law enforcement officers and National Guard troops from Florida are on standby to head to the southern border.
Governor Ron DeSantis says the state will send as many as 1,100 law enforcement officers and National Guard troops to Texas after a request from fellow Republican Governor Greg Abbott. DeSantis says he'll also send planes, boats, drones, and other equipment if needed. Critics say DeSantis' move is a political stunt given that he's a possible presidential candidate. The Department of Homeland Security says a predicted border surge hasn't happened. There's no timeline yet for the deployment of those Florida assets. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
We've learned more about the young man police say shot and killed elderly women in New Mexico.
Authorities say the gunman who killed three women and wounded six other people in his neighborhood in Farmington, New Mexico, was an 18-year-old high school student. Bo Wilson was identified Tuesday as the suspect in the mass shooting.
He was armed with multiple firearms, including an AR-style rifle. We are still investigating how he came into possession of those firearms. But we do know that he did purchase one legally November 2022.
Omar Villafranca, CBS News, Farmington, New Mexico.
More money is going to flow to Nevada from an opioid settlement, this one with CVS Pharmacies. Attorney General Aaron Ford.
It also requires CVS to develop a controlled substance dispensing oversight program with a list of patient, prescription, and prescriber red flags.
The settlement is for $152 million. All signs point to a great day on Wall Street. Dow futures up 121 points. S&P futures up 13 points. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Attention all DIYers. When you're looking for the best products and supplies to take your landscaping to the next level, look no further than Choice Landscaping. For 30 years, Choice Landscaping and Garden Center continues to deliver professional and personal service within a 10-mile radius of Cudahy, but welcomes customers from all over. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, his Garden Center is open year-round to cover all your needs. So don't wait. For more info, visit choicelandscaping.com. Choice Landscaping. Cover all your needs. When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old. Spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this. Corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty. A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
Hey, all you vintage vixens, rockabilly rebels, and cool cats. Find the retro-inspired fashion you're looking for in South Milwaukee at Hollyville. This one-woman small business is known for creating many one-of-a-kind looks reminiscent of the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and sourcing out to other retro clothing brands from around the world. It's where vintage meets modern. Hollyville, 916 Milwaukee Avenue, South Milwaukee. 414-220-0055. That's 414-220-0055. Or log on to hollyville.com.
The four most dreaded words. My computer is down. Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got.
And good morning, Wisconsin. It's a Wednesday morning, the 17th of May. About 6 minutes after 8 o'clock now. Good morning. Hope you're having a good day so far. It's the Earl Ingram Show. And I'm your guest host filling in today. Stu Daniels is my name. Thank you for tuning in. I was here yesterday, and I'll be here tomorrow and Friday as well. And thank you for tuning in to your local Civic Media radio station. If you'd like to join the conversation today, we do have a number of topics to discuss. The phone number is 844-967-2789. You can call in and you can be on the radio with me and let me know what your thoughts are today. And before we get to the current events of today, I'd like to take a look back at what happened on this day in history. It was on this date in 1954 that lawyer Thurgood Marshall scored a landmark victory as the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled in Brown versus Board of Education of Topeka that racial segregation in public schools was unconstitutional. 1954 on this date. And born on this date in 1956, boxer Sugar Ray Leonard. In 1936, actor Dennis Hopper. You remember him? Probably his most popular role or most famous role was in Easy Rider. And if you've never seen that movie, I would highly encourage you to do so. I think it was one of the first depictions on screen of an LSD trip. And the music, although not an overt political statement, definitely had a political message. At a very difficult time in U.S. history, I think it was 1969 when Easy Rider came out. The war in Vietnam was raging, and a lot of people were questioning what was going on. Dennis Hopper, born in 1936 on this date. And in 1866, one of my favorite classical composers, Erik Satie, was born in France. It was on this date in 1900, May 17th, that L. Frank Baum's The Wonderful World of Oz, or I should say The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, was first published. And that soon became a classic of children's literature, of course, later a movie. And on this date in 1875, the first Kentucky Derby was run at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. And by the way, other birthdays today, comedian Craig Ferguson, 61 years old, U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, 52 years old, Jim Nance, sports announcer, 63, and keyboard player Paige McConnell from Fish is 59 today. And in sports, the Brewers beat the Cardinals last night 3-2. It was a nail biter. The Crew is still in first place, two games ahead of the Pirates. And if we go to some headlines here, I'll tell you what's going on today in the news. You know that the deadline is still looming for the Republicans and President Biden to get together on a deal to raise the debt ceiling. Some say there is some progress being made on that, although it looks like President Biden is going to cut short a trip to Asia, and it looks like the Senate may have to be in session on some days they thought they were going to be at home. It says here the Senate and the House will go on Memorial Day break soon, reducing the time to act. There were some elections yesterday around the country. In Philadelphia, Sherelle Parker, a former city council member who campaigned on hiring more police, won the Democratic nomination for Philadelphia mayor. In Kentucky, Daniel Cameron, attorney general and an ally of Mitch McConnell, won the state's Republican nomination for governor. And in North Carolina, we just heard in the news, if you were listening to the news at the top of the hour, Republican-led legislature reapproved a 12-week abortion ban, overriding the Democratic governor's veto. That means it's evidently very difficult to find abortion care throughout the South now. North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, women in those states may have to travel quite a distance just to get reproductive care. Other headlines, let's see. It says here the U.S. is facing an acute drug shortage. Patients are encountering delays in treatments for cancer and other serious diseases. And to attract black residents, San Francisco is proposing a reparations plan that includes $5 million cash payments and housing aid. It says here, China dominates the production process for electric car batteries. Can the rest of the world catch up? Some of these stories we'll be touching on today as the show goes on. And let's see if we can look at some more local headlines from the Journal Sentinel and other newspapers around the state. It says here Mike Gallagher is wielding a gavel that belonged to Cold War figure Melvin Laird. We might dip into that a little bit. Some other things going on in and around Wisconsin. Evidently at the Wisconsin Humane Society, this is an interesting story we might touch on during the third hour today. They are making, or they're coming up with jobs for cats, right? Cats with jobs, or at least work to do. They're called working cats, and these are mostly feral cats, but now they are getting a new lease on life as barn cats, trying to keep the rodents down. So we might look at that story a little bit later on in the show. There's going to be a new Kohl's store opening in downtown Milwaukee. We discussed yesterday how the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled on Marcy's Law, saying it was properly enacted into law. And Madison is supposed to get a top-tier professional women's soccer team in a new league. So there's some of the headlines for today. We'll be touching on a number of those as well as some other things. Excuse me, got 14 minutes after 8 o'clock right now. And some things that I've been thinking about. And by the way, I want to thank everyone who called in yesterday and everyone who listened yesterday. But we got a lot of great phone calls, had some very interesting discussions that got me thinking about some things. Yesterday, we talked about how there's one political party that looks out for the middle class and the working class. Then there's the other political party that looks out for the billionaires and the corporations. And we also talked about how one political party treats Americans with respect and dignity and compassion. And there's the other party where cruelty is the key, where hatred, racism, sexism, misogyny, and homophobia are the accepted norm, where making disparaging remarks about people who are members of marginalized groups is a popular pastime. But it wasn't always like this. You know, if you think back not that long ago, making fun of people and calling them names was not part of our political discourse until recently. Until Donald Trump started calling people Little Marco, Lion Ted, Crazy Bernie, and Crooked Hillary. Trump has poisoned our political discourse. People who are part of the Trump cult love him for his ability to own the libs, to say crazy things that break from long-held political tradition. To cult members, it's just a game. It's like a reality show. It's like The Apprentice, or maybe the Celebrity Apprentice. Well, to me, it seems more like professional wrestling. It's fake. It's phony. It's not really what they say it is. Trump acts like a politician, but he's not really a politician. He has no interest in government or the rule of law or improving the lives of average Americans. Trump's main interests are enriching himself, impressing the people around him, and soaking up the adulation of his cult members. Trump is a poison in the veins of America. He's a cancer in the flesh of our nation. Well, will this poisonous cancer take us down, or can we recover and come back even stronger than we were before? And will the Republicans ever return to a political party interested in governance? Those are some of the things I've been thinking about. Well, what are your thoughts? Feel free to call in. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. I'd be interested to hear what you have to say today. I'm going to get to a story I saw posted last night about some hope, right? There's hope yet, even though sometimes things look pretty dire. There may be some light at the end of the tunnel. I'm going to talk about Joe Biden's freedom pitch. Have you seen a new TV commercial? I've seen it once so far about Joe Biden's freedom pitch and the coming political realignment. After the break, we're going to get into an article here written by Anand Giridharadas, who writes for The Ink. And actually, I guess that's his website. But he comes up with some really insightful stuff. Some of the most insightful political writing that I've read in recent years comes from this gentleman, Anand Giridharadas. And we're going to look at something he wrote last night. I'll read just a little bit of it here before we take a break. It says, in the final days of the 1964 presidential campaign, a professional pitchman and public speaker named Ronald Reagan recorded a video on behalf of the Republican nominee for President of the United States, Barry Goldwater. In the pitch, conventionally known as the A Time for Choosing speech, Reagan fixated on one word and the theme above all else. And that's freedom. Yeah, stick around. We'll get to more of that. Got a quick break coming up. This is a short one, so stick around. You are tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
Okay. Okay, let's get real.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired at your dead-end job? Want to stop worrying about money, health insurance? Get peace of mind right here, right now. Here's your chance to earn while you learn. Get smart. Call Smart Local 18 to learn how easy it is to be happy again to go to work. No matter what your situation is, everyone everywhere deserves an opportunity. Call now, 262-798-1818. That's 262-798-1818.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 59. East winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy again tonight. Lows level off around 40. Highs level off around 72. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Highs level off around 65. Friday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 70, mainly sunny skies and calm. Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 43 degrees. Seems like
welcome back, everybody, to the Earl Ingram Show. I'm Stu Daniels, filling in today for Earl. He'll be back on Monday, taking a few well-deserved days off. And just before the break, we were discussing freedom. You know, there are some words that the conservatives, Republicans, especially the ones on the radio and TV, have used that are like trigger words, like keywords that they keep going back to over and over and over again. And words like freedom and liberty and the Constitution and founding fathers, right? Listen to Mark Levin sometime. You'll know what I'm talking about. But what if the left, what if the president took back one of those words? I'm talking about the word freedom. I was just getting into an article before the break from Anand Giridharadas, who has a website called The Ink. You see him on TV occasionally, but what he's talking about right now is taking back this word freedom. As the right retreats from the theme of freedom, the left sees an opening. And just before the break, I said, in the final days of the 1964 presidential campaign, a professional pitchman and public speaker named Ronald Reagan recorded a video on behalf of the Republican nominee for president of the United States at the time, Barry Goldwater, in the pitch, conventionally known as the A Time for Choosing speech. Reagan fixated on one word and one theme above all else, freedom. The Cold War, in his telling, was about whether we, quote, lose this way of freedom of ours. He wondered if Americans still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers. For Reagan, America was apparently the only place with liberty on the entire surface of the earth. The quote here says, if we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth, end quote. Giridharadas says maybe he hadn't traveled much. He extolled individual freedom consistent with law and order and bemoaned the assault on freedom and worried that freedom has never been so fragile. He derided those who would trade our freedom for security. That pitch for Barry Goldwater didn't really work. Goldwater didn't win that election, obviously. Johnson won. But the pitch man outperformed his own product. It was only a decade and a half later that Reagan would be elected president on a similar rhetorical platform of freedom, 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 and freedom. And the frame of freedom that he insisted on would become the mantle of the right. Every strand of the right's project, from deregulating the economy to busting unions to lowering taxes on the rich and corporations to imperially adventuring in foreign countries, all of it could be justified by the freedom pose. And in those years, the left committed a blunder, largely accepting the right's dubious claim to ownership of the concept of freedom. The left pursued other themes. It pursued justice, equality, solidarity, coming together, hope, change, and the future. But it somewhat accepted, often unconsciously, that freedom was the right's thing. So it was significant on January 20th, 2017, as Donald Trump, in many ways, an heir to the Ronald Reagan revolution, and in other ways, a departure from it, delivered the darkest inaugural address in American history. He used the word freedom only once, and even that was boilerplate, not substantive. He said, quote, "We all enjoy the same glorious freedoms, and we all salute the same great American flag," end quote. That was it. If Reagan had conjured the image of thriving, effervescent Americans bursting to do things, build things, raise families, chase dreams, but for the threat of government encroachment, Trump told a different story. Americans in this new story were victims of entropy, quote, "trapped in poverty in our inner cities," is one of the quotes from his inaugural address, "surrounded by," quote, "rusted out factories, scattered like tombstones across the landscape of our nation, deprived of all knowledge by a broken education system, threatened by the crime and the gangs and the drugs that have stolen too many lives," end quote. All those quotes from Donald Trump's inaugural address in 2017. The story from Anand Giridharadas goes on and says, "The kind of freedom the right had traditionally emphasized, negative freedom, the freedom to be left alone, wasn't really the solution if this was the problem. If Reagan had emphasized the moral imperative of leaving free and vigorous people alone, Trump spoke of people who needed a powerful protector, aka him." Of course, many of the actual underlying policies Trump proposed would be quite similar to those proposed by Reagan, but the departure of the 2017 pitch from the long-reigning orthodoxy of the 1964 pitch was revealing. The party that once saw people as full of agency, threatened by government constraint, now saw people as naturally weak and vulnerable, threatened by forces beyond their control, which only strong leaders could defeat. The libertarian Republican Party was now the authoritarian one. What do you think about that so far? Feel free to call in if you have a comment. Phone number is 844-967-2789. I'm going to take the bottom of the hour break here and come back and finish this piece from Anand Giridharadas. You are tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show on Civic Media.
Conversation.
conversation that's not confined to the borders of the city of Waukesha.
We cover all of southeastern Wisconsin, baby.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief, the North Carolina legislature has overridden the governor's veto of a bill banning abortion after 12 weeks. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Having passed by the requisite three-fifths vote, the House has overridden the governor's veto and the bill becomes law.
Right after the vote, Democrats inside the State House made their disapproval heard.
A deal on raising the nation's debt ceiling seems to be getting close. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
It is possible to get a deal by the end of the week. It's not that difficult to get to an agreement.
McCarthy spoke after an Oval Office meeting yesterday with President Biden and other Democratic leaders. Sherelle Parker has won the Democratic Party's nomination for mayor of Philadelphia. KYW's Pat Loeb says Parker would be the city's first female leader.
She didn't talk about social services or group violence intervention or other programs around it. She was talking about more police on the street.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. It's time to have some fun and make a difference, Waukesha County. Attend the 2023 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together. When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty! A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking!
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded.
Five long years, we have been together. Your love and understanding has brought us through stormy weather. I must admit, girl, I haven't always been good. But you stuck by me just like you said you would. Hey, I know.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. You are tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show on Civic Media. I'm your fill-in host for today. My name's Stu Daniels, a.k.a. Stu Man, the Newsman. Thank you for tuning in. And if you want to send me an email message, feel free. My email address is stumanradio@gmail.com. Stu is spelled S-T-U. And feel free to give us a call if you'd like to get in on the conversation. Feel free to chime in on anything we've discussed so far. The phone number is 844-967-2789. And just before the break, I was discussing this article written by Anand Giridharadas from The Inc. And I guess this was written about a week or so ago. But he's talking about reclaiming the word freedom from the right. And it looks like Joe Biden is actually doing that in a new television commercial that I've seen on TV. And where I left off here, it says that the Republican Party, the party that once saw people as full of agency, threatened by government constraint, now saw people, this is as of Donald Trump's inaugural address, now saw people as naturally weak and vulnerable, threatened by forces beyond their control, which only strong leaders could defeat. The Libertarian Republican Party was now the authoritarian one. The Republican retreat from the frame of freedom is a tectonic, underappreciated shift in American politics, and it may be the start of a profound political realignment. Do you agree with that? For the first time in a generation, the idea of freedom is not an especially important animating principle for the right. They use the word still, but they are fundamentally about something else now, fundamentally about protecting people from supposedly menacing forces like demographic change and changes to M&Ms and children's books and woke corporations. This is the pitch not of freedom, but of the strong man. And I'm going to give you a quote from Miley Cyrus, where he says, to quote Miley Cyrus, the libertarian right of previous generations conceived of citizens as having the attitude, we run things, things don't run we. Today's Republicans tell their adherents that they live in a world of forces that do run them, and only a powerful ruler can interrupt that. I'll continue with this in just a minute. Let's go to the phones first. I do believe we have Tom from L.A. on the phone. Tom, how you doing today, brother?
Stu, you are doing such an awesome job, man. I really hope that they give you a full-time show, because you are knocking it out of the park.
Well, thank you.
I would just like to say that, first, we, the people, ultimately are the government, and I wish the people would actually understand that concept. They say they don't like Washington. They say they don't like all this, but we, the people, are the government. And what people need to understand is that there is a difference between private and public. Private means that it's for profit. Public means that we, the people, through our tax dollars, own it. So when people like Ronald Reagan said government is the problem, people should have stood up and said, why is he calling us the problem? Because we collectively put in a little bit, just like insurance, we put in a little bit, so therefore we can all have and benefit from our tax dollars. And again, I would recommend everyone go to Google and put in "To Santa Claus Theory," Jude Wininsky. It's such a simple concept that the Republicans started long ago with been like drunken sailors when they're in office, and when they and then they're the tax cut Santa Clauses, and then when they're out of office, just bitch like hell that the deficit's too high, and then it traces the Democrats not to be able to do other programs because they feel the pressure of cutting the debt and deficit. So I just hope that people start asking. I'm asking each of the politicians that I meet, are you an FDR Democrat? Are you a person that believes in investing in we the people and getting us a return on investment? We already know that the Republicans spend like crazy and then just put it on a credit card. just like George War Criminal Bush did with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, which were complete shams. And it was all about oil. In fact, I don't know if you know this, Stu, but when that war first started, it was called Operation Iraqi Liberation. And they thought, oh, wow, that acronym spells oil. We need to change that. So the next day, their communications person changed it to Operation Iraqi Freedom. But it first was called Operation Iraqi Liberation. And it was actually the correct reason why we went into that war. It was all about oil.
Yeah, it's so kind of a Freudian slip, huh?
Exactly. So I just hope that we the people understand that when it's public, when you're talking about a public school, when you're talking about a public road, when you're talking about things that are natural monopolies, that those things should be owned by we the people and should be public. I am not someone that believes your tennis shoes should be owned by the government. I am not someone that believes that I believe in social democracy. I don't like the word democratic socialism. I think it has an awkward sound to it. But social democracy and social democratic policies is what we should be after, because that includes Social Security, Medicare, child care for all. And if you can just oblige me one more minute, we have to look at the average Wisconsin or California family. California probably a little bit more, but each of the indices that we have, child care costs $16,000 a year. Your mortgage and rent, $16,000 a year. Taxes, $16,000 a year. And your medical expenses, $16,000 a year. You're already at $64,000 a year, and you haven't even paid for your student loan. You haven't paid for your food, your clothing, maybe go on a vacation. You're already in the hole. So my question to any politician that's out there would be, what the hell do you want people to do when you're making $25 to $28 an hour? That's just $32,000 or around that dollar amount. How are people supposed to survive? And instead of people fighting about M&Ms, they should be looking at these four indices. And I wish the Democratic politicians would put these on a whiteboard and then ask the question to the Republican Party, like you said yesterday, the party that for some reason seems to want to inflict pain on people. I wish they would ask them, what do you want the average American to do? Because the average American is not making $150,000, $200,000 a year. So again, public versus private. When you're talking about a Medicare for all system, you're talking about public. You're talking about not making a profit. When you're talking about private, which is basically the insurance companies are the middlemen, and that they have to make a profit for their shareholders, which is either 20 to 30%. That 20 to 30% could be cut out, and the government would basically take it at 1.5% of a amount to actually be able to run the system, and it would save we the people $16,000 a year right there. So I hope I wasn't rambling, but I hope that people really get it. And we have the power. We got to get money out of politics. That's the biggest cancer that's in our society. But that is exactly what we the people need to start realizing, is that we're the ones that are in charge. When Ronald Reagan says government's the problem, well, then you know what? Then I guess we better pull the people out of government that hate government, which is the Republican Party. We ought to have people that are in it for good government and for we the people. Thanks, Stu.
Hey, Tom, before you go, I was thinking about what you said As far as Republicans, every time they get into the White House, you know, they jack up the national debt and the deficit. And it seems to me they only do that in two ways. You know, it's mostly military spending or money for wars, and then also great big tax cuts for the wealthiest individuals and corporations. And that's what does it every time. And they don't spend money on the people, right?
Right. That, they're the tax cut Santa Claus. And what they do is it actually says this in this Jude Waninsky piece by Tom Hartman. It actually says, you know, you give someone a little tax cut. Okay, you give the person down at the bottom, you know, a small tax cut. But, of course, the person at the top is getting a huge tax cut. So people think, oh, wow, this is really working. And, of course, whenever you stimulate the economy by spending, it does, you know, help the economy for a moment. But it's a sugar high. And then all of a sudden, it all starts to fall apart. Anybody that's a business person out there, I'm a small business owner, and any person that's a business owner out there should be talking about return on investment. And return on investment means that I'm putting $5 into the pot, I better get $10 back. And I don't know any bomb, or I don't know any type of military industrial complex that really gives us a return on our investment. It's like fireworks. It goes up in the air, it blows up, and it's gone. There is no redeeming return on investment. In fact, all it does is usually piss off other countries because we've ruined their world. And then they start coming here over the border, and then we wonder why. So, I mean, Ronald Reagan really did a number on this country. And unfortunately, Bush, Clinton, Obama, they've continued some of those same policies, but they're much better for we the people. But we need to get back to an FDR Democrat, the 21st century Bill of Rights. Everyone should look that up as well. Harvey Kay from Green Bay University, UWGB, does a great piece on it. And it's we got to get back to community, not just me, me, me. Even we call the iPhone. Everything is about me, me.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Not about us. And we have to get back to that. If we're
ever
to survive.
The collective.
Especially with climate change and everything like that coming. You watch, whenever those floods happen, whenever those tornadoes happen, people in the South are saying, help, 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 government help. Because they know that government means that it's all of us collectively putting our tax dollars in. And incidentally, Wisconsin and California are what you call donor states. We pay in more money in taxes than we get back. So
and that's the way it is in most blue states. Yeah,
that's the way it is in most blue states. It's the red states that, if you want to use Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan's words, those would be the moochers. But I don't believe in that. I believe that we are the United States and that we are all in this together. So I do believe that even to help my brothers and sisters out in those red states, I'm all for it because I do believe that we, the people, are the government. But people, quit hitting your head against a wall and start actually voting in your best interest. And your best interest is...
Yeah, Tom, thank you for calling in, brother. We got to go to a break. I appreciate your call, as usual. A lot of good stuff there. Tom, thank you very much. And if you want to join the conversation, feel free. The phone number is 844-967-2789. You can get on the radio and let us know what you're thinking. Going to take a real quick break. It's a short. It is 844-967-2789. You can get on the radio and let us know what you're thinking. Going to take a real quick break. It's a short. It is 844-967-2.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at WellPointCare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at WellPointCare.org.
It's time to have some fun and make a difference, Waukesha County. Attend the 2023 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 59. East winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 40 tonight. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. High of 72. Mid-60s Friday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Upper 60s, mainly sunny skies, Saturday. For Civic Media.
Now we're getting somewhere. 8:50 right now on this Wednesday morning. Back to the Earl Ingram Show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Stu Daniels filling in for Earl today. And we've been discussing an article written by Anand Giridharadas about freedom, the word freedom, and how that used to be such an important part of the Republican culture. But once Donald Trump got into office and gave us that inaugural speech, it seemed like he was ready to let go of that. The Republican Party is not about freedom anymore. It's about the opposite of freedom. It's about authoritarianism. And that's what this article has been discussing so far. By the way, if you want to join us, if you have any thoughts, feel free to call in 844-967-2789. And it looks like the left, or at least our current president, Joe Biden, is picking up that word freedom and running with it. I left off here in the article, it says, to quote Miley Cyrus, the libertarian right of previous generations conceived of citizens as having the attitude, quote, we run things, things don't run we, end quote. Today's Republicans tell their adherents that they live in a world of forces that do run them, and only a powerful ruler can interrupt that. The right's desertion of freedom creates an historic opportunity for the left to reclaim what should never have been conceded. In reporting my book, The Persuaders, I saw research showing that freedom is the most highly ranked value by people on the far right, far left, center right, and center left. There aren't a lot of values like that left. And it's not just rhetoric. The actual program of the diverse camps of the political left is consonant with a freedom-centered pitch. What is the fight for reproductive rights but a fight for the freedom to control one's body and to have sex without fear that you are making a lifelong commitment some Friday night? What is the fight against book bans but a fight for the freedom to read and think? What is the effort to pursue justice for the January 6th, 2021 insurrection, but a fight to enshrine and defend the freedom to vote? What is the fight against climate change, but a fight for the freedom of our children and grandchildren and us to drink clean water and breathe clean air and live in the mental peace of not constantly dreading floods and fires. What is the fight for truly universal health care but a fight for the freedom from illness and for the freedom to pursue your business ideas and not have to cling to your awful job? What is the quest for free daycare and college but a fight for the freedom to learn and pursue your dreams regardless of whether you happen to be born into wealth? Today, when this was written about a week or so ago, as President Biden announced his reelection campaign, his choice of approach struck me as a sign that this great political realignment may be upon us. As Politico summed up the campaign's opening pitch, quote, Biden's 2024 choice, more freedom or less freedom. In the campaign's three-minute opening ad, Biden uses the word freedom six times. That's approximately five times the frequency of Reagan's 11 uses of the word in his 27-minute speech in 1964. The ad frames all kinds of present-day issues as battles for freedom. Protecting Social Security, beating back insurrection, defending democracy, safeguarding the vote, preserving abortion rights, preserving marriage equality, resisting book bans, shoring up civil rights, and more. As Anant Shankar Osorio, the progressive messaging guru who I write about in The Persuaders, says, the thing about freedom is that you can feel it. It's corporeal. It's not abstract. People know what it feels like to be free and not to be free. This is a theme, a concept, a frame, a word that the left can no longer afford to hand to the right. And the good news is, it seems like it no longer is. It's a story from, or an article from Anand Giridharadas. He has a website called The Ink, and he's always got insightful stuff. What do you think? You think the left, the Democrats, Joe Biden, should continue to use the word freedom and push that forward because it seems like the Republicans have given up on freedom? Seems like what they stand for now is just the opposite of freedom. What are your thoughts? 844-967-2789 is the phone number. Give us a call. I'd be interested to hear what you have to say. It seems like it's a good time for the Democrats to pick up that mantle and run with it. You know, I think that freedom is one of the cornerstones of democracy, right? That's what it's all about. But it seems like all across this nation, Republicans are trying to take our freedoms away. One of the best examples of that is what's going on with these abortion bans. But it's more than that. As we were just looking at in that article, there's book bans these days. What, 10, 20 years ago, we didn't think there would ever be book bans again, right? What are we going to ban? What's so bad that we have to ban it in a book? Discussions about race, equity, equality. Is that stuff, you know, should we keep that information from our kids? I don't know. I don't know if book bans are the way to go. I think freedom is a better way to go. Anyway, I think we're going to be taking a break here in just a minute. After we get back from the top of the hour break here, I'm going to look at some of these freedoms that we've been losing over the past few years as more of these state houses are being taken over by extremist Republicans. Stick around for that. Got the news coming up. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
love to spend time in the kitchen, elevate your cooking game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane sells flights of Himalayan sea salt, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grilling. Not sure how to use the products in your own kitchen? Check out Mary Jane's YouTube channel for ideas and recipes. Elevate your cooking game at Mary Jane's Hemp Shop, 335 West Main Street, Waukesha, or online at MaryJanesPantry.shop.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story.